Owen Benjamin, talk show host, comedian, very informative, interesting guy, is joining us in the third hour today. I have a lot of news that I want to hit this hour and a lot of key clips, but I also want to get more calls on the show. It was really great taking calls yesterday during my regular show, during the debate with Nick Fuentes. And I want to, with some overhang of that now, ask callers to call in, intersperse the news on this one topic. Do you think we should turn against Trump and not support him, like Nick Fuentes says, or do you think we should grade Trump where he's good, grade him where he's bad, put pressure on him when bad decisions are being made, and be very thankful that so much good is happening? I don't think that that's even a debate. I think I'm right. But I understand purist views that say, no, we need to just demand, you know, perfection. Well, you're not going to get that. Though you do need to put pressure on Trump when different people in his administration, not even so much the department heads, not even so much the cabinet, but the chiefs of staff and people like that, that are these lobbyists, that we just continue to track back bad things that are happening to them. And you know, if you talk bad about Susie Wiles, you don't get any access to the White House. I don't care if I've already been invited to the White House and didn't go. It's not because I'm shunning it or I'm too cool for school. I just understand what it is. And I don't even want to get around the Ring of Mordor. You know, it's just this instinctive thing that I operate on my own and with my crew and with the listeners, and I organically have their support. And it's just combat model, optimum self-sufficiency, to quote Blade Runner. And when I say that, it's just I instinctively go with total independence. But there is no such thing as independence. I couldn't do it without the listeners and viewers. And I just realized that I did a 30-second plug before I come back and hit all the news and get the number out, that that's not going to pay the bills around here. We're in the black, barely, as usual. And sometimes we're in the red. And we have so much success happening in court. It would take hours to go into all of it. I spent hours this morning with lawyers and others about strategic operations and backup systems and what we're doing and very exciting announcements that are coming and just so much. And it takes a lot of brain power, a lot of focus, a lot of will, which I'm happy to do. But I want this to sink into everybody's gray matter. If you like the success we've had here, you need to look in the mirror and say thank you to yourself. And that's not me patting you on the head. You need to have it sink in to your brain, to your heart, your soul, your guts, your sinew, that you have the word of mouth, the power of prayer, and the power to support us financially, and you decide whether we continue on and whether we thrive and whether we expand or whether the bad guys are able to seriously dial back and crush the potential of what we could do. And all these suits and all these attacks have been about stopping me going 24 hours a day, stopping me putting reporters all over the country and the world, which we were starting to do, and about degrading our operations. I mean, that's what the National Security Investigation Obama put on us was, okay, he's not a criminal, but we're going to say he works for foreign power, but not name it, and then harass him at every level. I mean, they've treated me like I'm a country they're going to invade with the propaganda, the lies, because they see me and you as the archetypal commoner or folk heroes of old that always defeat these people. They know history. They go, we've seen this before. Get him. Because it'll then intimidate all of them. And get him and shut him up so we can then misrepresent who he was. We can steal his identity. So I've got to stay on air. I've got to thrive. You don't stay in stasis. You get destroyed or you win. I can't win without you. Go to thealexshowstore.com now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm cutting this on the afternoon of July 30th, 2025. You have 7 days from this date to buy one bottle of any of our amazing supplements, the Ultramethylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the list goes on and on, Ultimate Life Force, and get a bottle absolutely free. But you got to be a VIP. But that's the best part. This catch is a great deal. You spend $30 a month being a subscriber, cancel any time, and you get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers just sent to you, and you can cancel any time. So you make $10 by becoming a subscriber. You can cancel any time. This is only running for 7 days. Experience ultramethylene blue. Experience the other incredible supplements. But also, the buy one, get one free goes for the ball caps, the t-shirts, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. Those of you who've ever gotten products, now's the time. It'll blow you away. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, at thealexofstore.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Also want to open the phones up and put about 10 calls on the board. That way we'll get to them all. On Trump, do we, because of some of the sideways stuff we've seen and the Epstein stuff, abandon Trump? Well, then what's the alternative? Support the Democrats? Or do we back Trump on what he's doing is good and put pressure on his administration when things go wrong? That's obviously the answer. But that was what the debate was last night with Nick Fuentes. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers on that subject. And then after Benjamin leaves us, I'll open the phones up again and have some more callers. But I like to just get to the call so people aren't holding while I have a guest on for an hour. 10 callers coming up. Okay. Now, again, my job is to call balls and strikes. So when Trump's doing and his administration's doing something wrong, like the Chemical Council, getting the Justice Department, and the Ballard Group, that is the company and the lobbying firm of Susie Wiles, the White House Chief of Staff, and the Attorney General, who've had that American Chemical Council as a client, a federal court with a class action suit, they win, and the FDA already agrees, take the fluoride out, the whole world's already taken it out, a carcinogen, lowers fertility, lowers IQ, and they override Kennedy, and the Justice Department says they're going to appeal the suit, and they want to keep fluoride in the water. Well, that's not Trump's fault. He put Kennedy in, who's trying to do that, and then now he's got people at the DOJ that are on the payroll, and so we don't blame Trump for that at this point, but we spotlight the problems in his administration, and then we demand that that be overridden and the fluoride be removed. Instead of throwing a fit and saying, I'm done with Trump. No, 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 no. We know the Democrats aren't going to take it out. That's just one example. No, no, no. We put Trump in to do what we want done. And so we're not going to get pissed when there's a fight over different things we want done. We're getting more done than we've ever gotten done. And so we don't take our ball and go home and give them the field. We don't quit because we're running into some obstacles. We get more intense. And again, that's just one example. So, no, Trump's a great opportunity. And this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And if he's not successful, his economic reforms, we're screwed, blued, and tattooed, which is what the globalists want, this new long depression to bring in the social credit score and the universal basic income and just dystopia from here on out, defunded police, defunded schools, everything dystopic, private security, you know, surrounding the rich areas, everything else a wasteland. That's how the globalists manage things around the world. Do you want that? That's all I'm saying. And that doesn't mean we don't cover Epstein stuff and go wherever the truth leads. It's just we've not been given any real meat and potatoes on Trump on that. I'll continue to look at it. But what we know is 20-plus million people, not 12 million. The numbers out of the White House, the real numbers, they've got 26 million under Biden. 2 million children under the age of 15. Now the number is 450,000 that the government knew were kidnapped and not with their parents or the real guard and disappearing them and by regulation not letting ICE know their name or where they went, but giving the phone number of whoever smuggled them in to the HHS so that it would keep tabs. And now Kennedy's gone and given that database to Noam and Homan. So again, that's where we've got them. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If I don't start seeing, and we're seeing low-level human smugglers that were just the delivery boys. It's like a delivery person for Amazon. That's the coyote. But the NGOs and then the Democrat bosses above it, they're like Jeff Bezos. They're the boss. I want them indicted. And I'm hearing all this indictment talk and all this crossfire hurricane indictment talk of Clapper, Brennan, and Comey, all of them. And I'm told by Justice for people, no, we're going. We've been told to do it. Well, then I better start seeing it. And I would give, if I don't see major indictments starting within 60 days, I'm going to be very concerned. And in 6 months, if we don't have major indictments of major kingpins, bare minimum on the human trafficking level, Mayorkas and others, the jury's out on why there's this Epstein gaslighting. And the Democrats have had the files, so they've been able to cover it up. I mean, it does look like overall a dead end just because there's been so much time to cover it up. But it's not a dead end on the 450,000 children, sex slavery, slave labor, bare minimum. That's the ones they know. And so if Tom Homan, who's finally gotten the money, he didn't have the money before, and if, because they're not the prosecutors, they're out getting the guys. If I don't start seeing massive indictments of NGO heads and others up to Mayorkas in 6 months, mark this down, I'm going to say, because it's true, the Trump administration is covering that up, and it won't be like Epstein where we're not sure what's going on. It's cut and dry. So I'm just telling you my thought processes here. And in 6 months, if I don't, because it takes time, if I don't see indictments of at least the next in command under Brennan, Comey, Clapper, and all of them, because you know, that's what you do before you get them. If I don't see that, then I will say people like Nick Fuentes were right. But it's too early to do that. And yes, I'm here publicly trying to get you and all of us to put pressure on the Trump administration because they do listen to the pressure. They are responsive. That's something you don't get with Democrats or Republicans in the past. So I believe the right thing's going to be done because Trump is doomed. His family's doomed. America's doomed. If we don't, it's the right thing to do. And these people are evil, and they've got to be punished, and they've got to have their arrogant smugness. Look at that Mayorkas photo. He's like that in every shot. Just radiating, smug, criminal enjoyment. Look, most of them look smug. That's kind of a sad look. Go to Google and just type in Mayorkas images. Almost all of them is just the smuggest look you've ever seen. Looks a little scared in that one. So, I mean, look, nobody just wants to get in a fight, but we don't have a choice. I mean, yeah, that's what he looks like. I mean, that is a, you have that guy babysit your children? Going to buy insurance from that guy? Going to turn your back on that dude? I mean, he makes my skin crawl. And then in the real world, he's the biggest human slaver and sex slaver in modern history. I mean, that is a wicked, wicked, wicked person. So's Fauci. And so we have, you know, all the proof of gain of function, all the proof lying to Congress, all of it. And if I don't start seeing some indictments for the COVID creation, all the rest of it, I'm still going to say, well, good on the trade, good on the economy, you know, good on shutting the border down. But you cannot morally then lie and say, but, oh, he did a good job on this, this, and that. No, Trump has to do this. And I tell you, I don't have confidence in Pam Bondi. I don't have confidence in Cash Patel. I don't have confidence in Dan Bongino. He's a tough guy, New York cop, Secret Service, a kind of cool talk show host. But he's in over his head. I don't think he's a bad person. He's in over his head. And I look at Patel. He's scared. And it's the same thing with Bondi. She's a lobbyist. And she just kind of, you know, oh, I do some good. And I work in the system what I can. She's not a warrior. She's weak. And maybe I'm wrong. Boy, do I want to get proven wrong. But let me get to this. We know the Democrats are pure evil. And I remember 15 years ago in Chicago and San Francisco and all over the country telling illegal aliens to vote, and you've got a right to vote. I remember Obama in 2016 was on Telemundo, and he says, if you are here and you live in the U.S., you have a right to vote, no matter what your citizen status. Then they're like, oh, right-wingers, you know, claim illegals are voting. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Then they're like, well, they only vote in local elections. Well, almost all the local elections are held during state and federal elections. And then you got the illegals being bussed in Pennsylvania everywhere to vote, and they're brought by the government NGOs. They're brought. They're told it's okay for them to do it. They're given a database. They're given somebody else's name. And then you got Tim Walz signing legislation where all Minnesotans, regardless of residency or immigration status, illegal aliens, all of you get to vote. All of you get to have a driver's license, because with that driver's license, you can vote there. So, oh, Trump wants everybody to have voter ID. We got to have a driver's license to vote. Well, we'll just give illegal aliens IDs like they have in New York. So just remember who you're dealing with. And now it's come out, the Biden administration handed out. Illegal aliens weren't just using Social Security numbers of dead people. They were being given Social Security numbers by the Democratic Party and by the NGOs and by the HHS to operate illegally. No prosecutions in Maine of any of the fentanyl production facilities the Chinese run. You can drive right up, Chinese mafia running it, Chinese vans. Tucker drove around and showed them to me. Investigative journalists for years go to the state police. Here's where they're making the fentanyl. It's killing people all over the place. And they will never even give the media, anybody, any whistleblowers an interview because they're on the payroll, folks. Doesn't mean the average state police sergeant is, but their bosses are getting paid because they'll do whatever they're told. China can run fentanyl labs and meth labs and poison the whole U.S. with it, and nothing's done. Well, you know what? Let's see the FBI go into Maine and let's arrest the heads of the Chinese mafia, and then let's get their computers and their payoffs to the state officials the same ones that want to put men in women's sports and all the rest of it, and let's indict them. Come on. Come on. Let's go. They are killing the American people. Trump says he wants death penalty for fentanyl producers. And I think that's reasonable. I mean, you're producing fentanyl that you know kills hundreds of thousands of people a year. Yeah. You're proven. It's proven. You're doing it. You're distributing it. Execute them. But, hey, we don't need to go there. Can you just arrest them? I mean, if I was in the state police and I had a warrant, Tucker Carlson knows the local police, knows them all, literally pointing them out to me. I'd go in there with 10 guys, grab their computers, all their stuff, and just off that, within 3 months, I can have state officials indicted. But I got to have people ready to take action, folks. You know how many people in my family, people I know, have had people die of that stuff? I mean, it's scary. Your kid bought, your 18-year-old buys some vape off the street and it's got it in it. They lace marijuana with it. It falls on playgrounds and toddlers get it and die. And we just sit here and we just take it. And the top investigative journalist in the state can't ever get a meeting with the state police and go show them where they are. I'm not talking about Tucker. No, the other journalist. The interviewer. I remember when I lived in South Austin, Rex had just been born like 22 years ago. It wasn't a bad neighborhood, but it was a working class neighborhood. And there was this Chevron station about a mile away that I'd go to that was nice, and they got sold. And all of a sudden the floors were dirty and it stunk, and there were these foreigners that owned it. They were like Pakistani. And I started seeing a few times I went there just to get gas. I didn't go in anymore because it was all crappy and there was never any food. It was stunk. The floor was dirty. But I was watching and I saw these ugly hookers out front. You know, just, but I could see them getting in cars and stuff. They were hookers. So I go in there and I walk around. There's no coffee. There's nothing. There's a guy behind the counter. And I start fumbling around. And a guy comes in and does something. He slips him something. He's selling drugs. So I get in my car, I'm driving, and I see a cop car parked right by my house across the street. So I think, what's you? I get up, hey, what's going on? You want to call? No, I'm just sitting here. It was like a 45-year-old white guy. And I said, hey, is the Chevron station, you know that one right down the road there? He goes, yeah, I know about it. I go, they're running hookers and drugs out of there. And the cop just starts laughing and drives off. But he had that criminal laugh, like, oh, really? Tell me something I didn't know. Wow. So I'm in that store 3 minutes watching them deal drugs. There's hookers out front. There's a neighborhood full of regular working class families and their kids around. And that's the type of crap we're talking about. That's how evil works. You just accept it. Why do you think certain neighborhoods are the worst and have the shootouts and all of it? Because people just start accepting it. The cops agree. Well, that's a black neighborhood. So, you know, we let the stuff be there. That's how that was done. And then you wonder why those neighborhoods fell apart, because it was not enforced. And then the Democrats say defund the police and kick them completely out of those neighborhoods, and then they get even worse. Because you do have jurisdictions and you do have cops that do their jobs. But, you know, and just like that, within 6 months, that Chevron went from a nice, clean Chevron that had like nachos and ice cream and hot coffee and clean floors and everything else, and just overnight, just a rotting hellhole. And then you let that happen, and it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. And then everybody just kind of moves away from that spot. Then it moves back into you, and you move away, and you move away, and you move away. You're not going to be able to move away from it, folks. You can't keep running from it. You can't run from Tampon Tim coming for your sons, Johnson, with a scalpel. We have allowed these people. We are the problem. They're evil. They're going to do what they're going to do. We have allowed them to operate like this. And I believe the guy that got arrested, that he was sitting by walls to do all that, and because I saw the signs. The day it happened, they blamed Trump and me, his roommate. And we learned there were probably a bunch of other shooters that chickened out. That was their big No King's Day. Oh, Trump supporters slaughter a bunch of Democrats in Minnesota. Of course, the governor, he thought he could control it, but it fizzled. Notice you don't hear about that anymore. And of course, days before, I predicted something just like that. And I said, they'll probably blame Trump and me. And they did. And I even said, though, they're so badly coordinated, hopefully it duds out. Because I'm seeing that more and more, because they don't have professional teams that'll do it anymore, because the professional teams can tell the globalists are losing, and they also know that a lot of times they get killed later to cover it up. They're like, yeah, I'm not going to take that deal. We got a special project, triple pay, black op. It's going to be political, though. And people go, you want a false flag? Yeah, I'm not doing that. Here is Tampon Tim. Here it is.
Governor Tim Walz signed the driver's license for all bill into law. This will allow all Minnesotans to get a driver's license regardless of immigration status.
Instead of actually changing the politician, what they actually do is they just want to change the voter. And by allowing illegal immigrants to have an ID, that's flat out un-American. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to flood our market with all these illegal voters, given what we've seen over the course of the past year with their inability to have free and fair elections. And it's just going to be their response to it. To allow millions of people to have an ID, and quite frankly, to the tax-paying American and the everyday American, this is absolutely disgusting, outrageous. Because these tone-deaf policies are what the world are watching right now. They aren't listening, and quite frankly, we're fed up with it.
And that was about 11 months ago. The reason I played it, though, is just to remember what we're dealing with. And to understand, with all these Soros DAs in charge, we can't even get people prosecuted that shoot innocent people in downtown Austin. And you know Jose Garza and people like that, the Soros DA here, they know they're destabilizing things. They know they're getting innocent people killed. They like it. Because they want to bring the whole system down so they're fully in control. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with Paul and Suzanne and Gary and Brandon and Moses and Will and Chad and Zach and Kevin on your grading of Trump and where you think the country is and where you think we should go. And then Owen Benjamin's going to be joining us, always informative and interesting. It's all coming up today on this live Thursday, July 31st, 2025 transmission. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's, whether you're listening on local talk radio or watching at Infowars.com/show or Relox Shows on X or on Rumble. Take those live feeds and hit your email list, your text message list, and word of mouth, and tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. That is so central and so important because people are ready to hear the truth. We got a lot of news coming up. Stay with us. All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying and feel so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultramethylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So stir it, go ahead and take a half dropper or so. That's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're going to find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes, starts peaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're going to tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago. And I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened and did it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect and then now, a few weeks later, the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
Well, give me some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. You gave me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support at thealtruistwar.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I was like lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long-distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a 5-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
See that? No crash. Right. It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. That's why I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time, or what long-term thing have you felt, or if nothing?
Well, I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout, and that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, oh, it made my vision better, and Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say, we're not selling this a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
DOJ, the CIA, and the Director of National Intelligence said last week they'd be releasing the Durham classified appendix of the Durham whitewash. The classified Durham appendix shows Hillary Clinton personally approved Trump's Russia hoax and used FBI to, quote, put more oil on the fire. That's their own internal Democrat Party documents. But they're throwing Hillary under the bus. If you follow all of it, Obama came up with it with Brennan, Clapper, and Comey. They then came up with the plan and then used the DNC, the FBI also funded part of the Steele dossier, and then they had it through the Democratic Party. So they're now throwing her under the bus just like they did in their cover stories 2017 when they had handwritten notes, Brennan, Clapper, the rest of them, with Obama and others saying, oh, yes, we're worried Hillary did this. We have to cover it up coming out. But, oh, Hillary did it. No, Hillary was working under Obama because he'd served his 2 terms. She was drinking heavily, taking barbiturates, taking painkillers, taking tranquilizers. That's all been declassified. We can tell you that. I told you that from our Secret Service sources. Having convulsions. And she was their front puppet. And so you got to love the rats leaving the sinking ship. Senator Chuck Grassley Thursday released the newly declassified annex from former special counsel John Brennan's report. The Durham annex contains previously classified information exposing a reported Clinton campaign plan to falsify and lie about President Trump to Russia. Grassley said, again, the Durham annex contains previously classified information exposing a reported Clinton campaign plan to falsely tie President Trump to Russia. Grassley said, recall that it was just reported that FBI Director Kash Patel recently found the annex to the Durham report in a burn bag at the FBI. These lazy people, man. According to the newly declassified documents, Hillary Clinton personally approved the Trump-era hoax just a few days before the FBI counterintelligence agent Peter Strzok opened Crossfire Hurricane on July 31st, 2016, to distract from her private server scandal and to have an insurance policy against Trump. Remember that in the text. Hillary used the bogus dossier and conspired with foreigners and the FBI to spy on Trump's 2016 campaign. I mean, this is total treason. And all they did, and they tried to put me in prison with this crap. They sent the CIA after me. I'm not going to get back into it. It's just unbelievable the crap we put up with. And if they don't go to prison for this, they'll just be 10 times more emboldened. Now, I want to go to your calls now. But I'm going to get into this with Owen Benjamin coming up. Epstein believed Trump was the rat who snitched on him to the FBI. That's Raw story. That's CNN. That's the reporters that interviewed him decades ago and years ago. Well, I don't need to believe Raw story. Roger Stone reported this over 10 years ago. And now they reportedly have recordings of him saying this that are going to be released with reporters. Epstein was pissed at Trump because he stole a bunch of Mar-a-Lago employees to his businesses in Palm Beach. Trump started looking into him and found out that some of his best members' young daughters, 14-year-olds and things, were being hit on, and that Epstein was asking them to come work for them as masseuses. And Trump went to the FBI, and that caused the local investigation because the feds wouldn't do it, and that's where it all came from. So why would Trump drop a dime on himself? You know, he said in the press conference in Scotland, he goes, you know, I first kicked him out. I first exposed him. He didn't go into it. But again, then why has he been covering up any further investigations? Well, because he learned they spiked it full of a bunch of innuendo, which we now know is true. And that's why it was a mistake for him to do that. No, let it all out and go after them. Have you figured it out yet, Trump? They're not going to be nice and just go away. And I understand Bill Gates and all these big billionaires are implicated already. And the head of Harvard and everybody else, it's going to hurt the stock market. You know what? I don't think it will. I think the stock market will explode. There'll be so much confidence in things. But I know the common knowledge, you know, the common logic is just let the corruption go on. Remember the Catholic Church? They'd get a few pedophiles in the 50s, 60s. They'd cover it up, and it got worse and worse and worse. And then now they were part of it, and it basically brought down the church in most areas of the world. No. Get it out. Get it over with. You see the corruption coming out. It's not going away. People want this. The age of covering this stuff up is over. And then this is coming up. Mystery orange shape spotted near Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell the night before his death. CBS News has analyzed the footage release. And folks, this has got edits all over it. This has got stuff chopped out of it everywhere. And that's what Serafin said months ago. Even before this came out, he said, when they release this tape, it's going to be a discrediting setup to make Trump and everybody look bad. I said, how do you know that? He goes, because the same bad guys are there. They want to undermine Trump. And I was like, that's a weird theory, man. I know you're smart, but that's... And then it happened. And I'm like, wow. So this is not me and some gymnastics trying to figure out how I can make Trump good. No, it's the opposite. I'm going to cover the bad, the good, and I'm still trying to figure it out. But they're so lazy. Whoever the person in the prison uniform, which we've always thought it was one of the prisoners, the police officer that got convicted for killing a bunch of people with his bare hands, who Epstein said tried to kill him the first few days he was there. And it looks, from just the shot, looks like the edge of a prisoner. Who knows? The point is, what we were given was a lie, and it was an obvious lie designed to make us then understand it's a lie. Just like they gave us the Obama birth certificate, anybody could look at it, and they didn't flatten it in the Photoshop. I think it was Adobe. They didn't flatten it in the image editing deal. So you could pull up all the signatures and pull up all the stuff and see the files. And we're like, why did they give it? They could have flattened it, and still a forensic expert could see it wasn't a real typewriter. It was a computer typewriter. You know, the words were the same. They just looked like it was a typewriter. But why? Because they wanted you to focus on the birth certificate instead of the fact that he was the son of the famous communist pornographer, Frank Marshall Davis, and the CIA. And his mother was in a bunch of porn spreads in the house he's photographed with Frank Marshall Davis, who he said was like his father in Dreams of My Father, who was friends with his grandfather, high-level CIA, and how he stayed summers with Frank Marshall Davis, who looks just like him. And then there's footage, he's a famous pornographer too, with mommy, with women, on the same couch. Obama's photographed on with the same pictures. See, that's damning that mama was a CIA sex operative. You know, we're talking old school MKUltra here. We're talking Ghislaine Maxwell stuff. Oh, you know, grandpa was dipping in. And then Obama's got a tranny nanny in Indonesia and all this. I mean, this is a freak off club here, baby. No, this totally ebony black guy that looks nothing like Obama is his dad in Kenya. And Obama, in five speeches, says, I was born in Kenya. And in his Harvard Law Review, he's the editor of, I'm born in Kenya. We go, that was the cover story, so you would know it was Frank Marshall Davis. But like any criminal, pull up Frank Marshall Davis's photo, folks. He loves to brag, though, and write a book about his father, and half the book's about Frank Marshall Davis. Just Frank Marshall Davis, or type in Dreams of My Real Father, Joel Gilbert's movie. I'll do it. There you go. There's Frank Marshall Davis. We can pull up the porn mommy's in. Yeah, which one's the daddy? The fake Kenyan dad or Frank Marshall Davis? From Chicago and Hawaii. Barack Obama looked like Barack Obama Sr.? There isn't a person in the world. You can show that to 10,000 women. Women are good at telling what the daddy is. Hey, 10,000 women, which one's the daddy? Don't put their names under it. Just put it up on screen. Who's your daddy? Put it on screen again. If you took the names off of Barack Obama Sr. and Frank Marshall Davis and you showed a million people on national TV, who's the daddy? 99% would say Frank Marshall Davis. Now you know how they work. And now you know why they put out this video and told Patel and them, oh, sir, it proves it. They're busy. They don't check. They put it out, and it blows up in their face, as Kyle Serafin, former FBI counterterrorism, predicted before anybody else did. Out of the blue. It's actually kind of scary how he did that. All right, let's go to your phone call. Thanks for holding. Paul in FEMA Region 4, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. God bless you, Alex. First time, long time. Love your products. And, you know, I'm a member of your store.
Thank you.
In regards to that Nick debate, I voted Trump three times. It's the only times or the only times I've ever voted ever. I only voted Trump the third time because of the Democrats. I have a big anti-vax Trump stance. It's his crown jewel that will kill millions. I think he's going to be fooled again. I don't think fighting Trump would really get us anywhere. He already said, hey, if you don't want to follow me, oh, well, something like that. So we can support him and challenge him as needed, but I have a lot of questions. What about AI, digital ID, Israel? And there's more. And back to Trump vaccine crown jewel, I just don't trust the people directing him, behind him. I feel something's off. I want 1776. I want arrest. I want more than economic change. I want arrest, real change. Does that make sense?
I couldn't say it as good as you said it. Yeah, we're not going to throw the baby out of the bathwater when he's doing good policies, and a lot of it's really good. We're going to support it, but the magic's lost. We're hurt. The direction's starting to change, and so we shouldn't take our ball and go home. We should get on his ass and hold his feet to the fire and flamethrow, nonviolently politically, the bad guys around him, and we need to start throwing our weight around.
Amen. Thank you, Al.
Thank you. Yeah, if people want to know what I've been doing the last 25 days in this exploded controversy with the Epstein thing, I've been throwing my weight around. I mean, I was cheerleading the first 6 months because overall it was amazing. But then I start seeing this veering off and we're going to keep fluoride in the water and mRNA shots get approved. And we learned it was behind the scenes stuff. I know that. So I'm going, hey, you got a problem in your administration. A lot of people going, you know, you're just being a cheerleader. I'm like, no, well, you know, yeah, this is overall good. But I told you, as soon as I got it, you know, started seeing bad stuff, I'm going to go crazy. And it's all just my own thought process. I don't claim to have all the answers. Let's go to Chad, Minnesota. Chad, thanks for calling.
Ditto, Alex. Yeah, this whole thing is getting to the point where, you know, this is crunch time. I've had several conversations about Trump with this term, if he did get in, and he's in. And I agree exactly as to what you said. The synergistic value was palpable when the first 5-6 months, and then it just all of a sudden on a dime. It just got yanked. And the mandate is...
Well, let's say it. As soon as Elon was kicked out, things started going downhill.
Absolutely. And then now what does that do? That just creates a whole other thing of chaos. And then who do you trust? And we all know that there are operatives that maybe not the big names, but obviously below. And that's always been the thing. And here's what I see it as. COVID still has not been clarified on a level to we the people with the truth. So if we continue to do that, that's going to make things difficult. The biggest one, number one, in my opinion, and it's the toughest one, but we need to lean back in on Trump, quadruple down and say, listen, the CIA, Mossad, intelligence, MI6, that is the biggest thing to get over because it's, well, if we release all that information, it's going to be a matter of national security. Well, national security is what you're holding us hostage to say, okay, well, if we get this released, well, then we're going to do...
Well, that's right. Like, the real national security is breaking up the CIA. It's been the globalist coup since 47. When they say national security, no, they mean the security of their criminal operation.
Absolutely. And that's and we're held hostage because of that. And if... Now, let's just go beyond Trump now. Now, when he's done and he serves his term... Now, they hit him up on the tail end of his first term with COVID. And now they hit him up front, which it's obvious. It's like you said, that just in 6 months, all of a sudden, boom, now all of a sudden you got Sam Altman in there and this AI thing, and you've nailed it with AI. AI is the next part that if we don't get truth out there, if we don't get people held accountable, and the truth does, we don't get enough people to understand, like we need a big time release of information and getting all the other guys, Comey, Obama, all that stuff, that's great, and I'm not against that, but that's Fox, TikTok, it's coming. Oh, and then it gets the mega normies that have, you know, attached themselves back onto this, and then it just, it creates a, you know, a whole thing. And after Trump, is there people who, they have think tanks. They're going to kill us with 1,000 cuts, right? And we are never prepared because we don't, like Bill Benny, get him involved. He can open up the NSA, like, insert him into it. Get people that know what they're doing.
That's right. We have a giant transhumanist, eugenicist globalist death cult running the system. The system's anti-human. It's anti-prosperity. It must be dismantled. It must be, because it is all designed to end industrial civilization. That is their official plan. Thanks for the call. Amazing points. Amazing callers today. Susan in Texas, thank you so much for calling.
Good afternoon. Well, I just have to say the following. I was born in Germany. I lived in France for a long time. What's happening in Europe is an absolute nightmare. It's unbelievable what they're doing. I've been in Texas now for over 32 years, and we do not want that ever, ever, ever in the States. So whether or not we should support Trump, it's a pretty clear yes, because the question is not Democrat, Republican. The question is simply who politics are aimed to destroy a nation and its people and whose are not. And Trump is not acting against his country. And that's the best we got right now. That's what we need right now. So
I 100% agree. Just securing the border, just promoting sovereignty, taking back control of our trade deals, and getting us out of globalist think tanks. Trump means well. He is trying to get sovereignty back. I believe he is a good man. He's overwhelmed. He's made some big mistakes. And that means we can't have the Republican establishment pose as MAGA when we're against an Iran war or whatever and say we need to shut up. No, we got Trump in, and now it's time for us to throw our weight around and to make sure the agenda we put him in there for continues.
And the biggest mistake right now would be to get away from him and say, oh, no. Nick Fuentes is young, and I do like Fuentes. It's just he's young, and when you're young, I did the same. You have a tendency of black-white thinking. The world doesn't work that way. And Trump is doing way too much good, and again, he's not acting against America. And we need people like that in Western Europe. Every single one over there is being put in place to destroy and really destroy the nations and the entire
country. And every time they're about to elect a Le Pen, or AfD's about to win, or Romania, they cancel the election or they arrest the person. Absolutely. We need to understand that Trump is just a manifestation of what we need everywhere.
Yep, that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
No, I was interrupting you. Really smart lady. Anything else you want to add? I mean, what do you think we can do to then put pressure, just expose the bad people in the Trump administration? What else can we do?
Look, we have an incredible advantage in this country because of the alternative media. We do not have the equivalent to a Joe Rogan, an Alex Jones, a Candace Owens. We don't, Chris Kirk. Chris Kirkland?
Tucker Carlson?
No, yeah, Tucker Carlson, of course. But no, our guy here in Texas, I can't get the name right now. Chris, the young guy.
There's a lot of people. A lot of good patriots.
Chris. Okay, but we have, the point is that we do have these kind of people, and we don't have that in Europe. You don't have that because they're systematically shutting them down.
Yeah, for so those who don't know, in Germany, just recently, college kids will go to another country just for a pro-sovereignty, anti-EU meeting, and they're arrested when they land in Germany.
Yes, you get not arrested, you get fined when you put a thumbs up under an article that is not wanted. You know, you're going to get a fine. There's a woman that got fined 1,500 euros for that. This is what you're looking at. Who wants to live like that? And it's not even... This is not as bad as it's going to get. It's going to be nasty. In 27, they're going to have the digital euro in Europe for everybody. That is when the door is going to close, and there is going to be no way out of this. That's it. That is going to be the digital concentration camp, and they're going right at it. Right now, they're already starting to do the digital euro for companies. When you want to start a company, everything has to be in the digital euro. It's a disaster.
Total control. It's what they want. And as you know, the EU and others, their bureaucrats have all said, we're going to use this to control your behavior.
Of course. And then they're going to do whatever they want to do with you. And that's the end of that.
All right.
The EU was put in place to kill Europe. And the UN is there to do the rest.
Absolutely. Thank you, Susan. Amazing points. Brandon and others, I'm going to go to more of your calls, and then at five after, we're going to have Owen Benjamin on. And then when he leaves us, I guess if you want to stay on hold, we can call you back. We'll get the other callers. I will get to everybody here. I want to get to Brandon and Moses and Will and Gary and Zach and Kevin and others. Just briefly, because we're on a break here. We have survived so many attacks, and I don't spend a lot of my time on it, that I've had everybody. I mean, when I say everybody, people on the street, people at church, people at the grocery store, the Trump administration, you see it on TV, Steve Bannon, everybody. They're like, congratulations, beating them, trying to shut you down. Well, I mean, I've beaten a bunch of the attempts thanks to your support, but we're got a hearing on the 13th with the judge saying, the Texas judge of the show trial, they're going to she's going to send the receiver in here sometime after that and just close the doors, even though the federal court blocked it. I'm battling them in federal court, and the majority of the money that comes in here is for the legal battles, because I'm fighting Paul Weiss law firms and all of them, and we're winning. We filed devastating stuff. Even more devastating stuff is imminent. But without the funds, I can't do this, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to thank all of you that have gone to thealexandrastore.com. And I want to encourage those of you that never have. These are really amazing products. And again, I've explained this before, but I'm going to sell you supplements that really work and are really good for you. A, because I don't want bad mojo, reap what you sow, but that's not even, I never even thought of this when I've been selling supplements for decades, but doing it ourselves about 14 years. I'm like, I want to have the best, I want the best quality, because I want to sell the best so I can say I sell the best. And so it works good, and so you want to order it again. So if you don't know what methylene blue is, it's amazing. We've got the best. If you don't know what Irish sea moss does, it's an incredible super nutrient. It has everything in it. We got the best. If you don't know what 95% curcuminoid from turmeric does, raw turmeric at 4% does incredible things for inflammation, your body, your health, anti-cancer, everything. We have the strongest. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com right now with a big sale that's going for only another 6 days. Store-wide, buy one of any of the supplements, t-shirts, ball caps, anything in the store, and get another one free. That is an incredible deal. But you got to be a VIP. $30 a month to be a VIP, and you get $40 to spend in the store. So everybody should do it. I'm only as strong as you are backing me. Have you figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to thealexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history. Maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. If you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, and the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.